Welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very happy to welcome back to the show Joey Logano. And Joey, we interviewed you a few years ago when you were just getting started, and now with winning the Daytona 500, do you sometimes have to take a step back and realize that at this young age you're a veteran now?
It is crazy to think about how long I've been racing for it at this point, but you know. It's something I'm very lucky to you know, have that experience behind me at such a young age. It's been a fun little ride for sure. And then, you know, after you win the Daytona 500, you know, it's an amazing feeling and seeing you cross the line. But now it's been, I don't know, about 13 weeks later, and you're starting to, you know, slow down enough to take a step back and take a look at what you're able to accomplish. It's been a fun ride.
Now, Joey joins us today from New York City to celebrate the North American launch of the new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. And the company has also created an unprecedented cross-country celebrity-studded premium vehicle race, L.A. to New York, with stops in Chicago and in Vegas. And we'll get into that in a second. But for the consumer, Joey, I mean, you can notice what high octane. But for the consumer, we're all like, gas is gas. So why is this Shell V-Power Nitro Plus so much better?
Well, it's not just gas isn't just gas. I can promise you that. It's definitely better gas than others. And, you know, as a race car driver, we know that. And, you know, it's this new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus gasoline, you know, it's great for engine wear, engine gunk. It helps for corrosion inside the motor. So it's a lot of protecting things also that keeps the motor running for a longer time as you're putting a lot of miles on your car.
And with this star-studded race, a couple stops as well, to me this sounds like some sort of cannonball run with Smokey the Bear following you. How is this going to actually be a race?
It seems like it's going to be one heck of a race somehow. But, I am not involved in that one. I got to race in Pocono this weekend, so I got a different race to go to.
Now, before the Daytona 500 and people were talking about some of the safety issues, I mean, it's always going to be an issue whenever we're in motorsports. But, and I remember talking to you before, you said you're never scared. And, of course, you can't do anything well if you're scared at it. But just in the last time we've spoken to you, in the last year and a half, what are some of the additional safety features that have come into play?
Well, it's been quite a few. I think you look at Kyle's crash earlier this year. It really woke some people up on the racetrack side on what we can do to make our racetrack safer with as far as the way the walls are, if there's any sharp edges or any areas there's not a safer barrier on. So we've kind of looked at that a lot lately. And then obviously the constant, you know, engineering and trying to make our seats better, trying to make our helmets better, and the stuff that we already have, trying to make that a little bit better also. So right now I'd say that the main focus is a little bit on the racetrack and just trying to get those racetracks where there's some sharp areas and where those hard hits can happen a little bit better.
And, of course, I'm always fascinated with the etiquette or lack thereof, and especially even with teammates, like maybe somebody on your own Penske team. I mean, just putting everyone in danger. I know you're going to trade paint a little bit, but, I mean, have you ever saw a gap you thought you could shoot through, but you thought it might get everybody crashed and you decided to lay off? I mean, do those things race through your mind?
I think, you know, constantly as a race car driver, you think of risk versus reward. You know, the risk is, you know, getting in a crash. The reward is getting that, you know, passing a spot or getting two spots in the race. And I think, you know, the time of the race, you know, if you're 100 laps into a race, may not be worth it. When you're 200 or 300 laps in, it may be worth it. So I think just understanding where you are throughout the race and how valuable that spot will be later on in the race is kind of helps you determine how hard you need to be driving the car at that point and what you need to be doing when you're passing other cars and stuff like that. So I think it's just you just got to be aware of the situation, just like anything in life.
Joey Logano's joined us live from New York City talking about Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. And, you know, as always, the Daytona 500 kind of kicks things off. It's the biggest race. It's kind of like, you know, the opposite of other sports where you kind of end with the big one. But you still have, you mentioned you got to race at Pocono. Now that that's under your belt, I mean, I guess in a way the target's on you. You're the top dog right now, right?
Well, it's nice to have, you know, the win in Daytona. That's obviously the biggest race of the year. That's special. It gets us into the chase, which is our playoff format. And that's very important when we get to that point in the season. So when the playoffs start, that's going to be a whole different game. And then, you know, hopefully we get to Homestead like we were last year at the Chefs' Championship. And, you know, we make the most out of it and hopefully be hoisting that trophy. So if we can win the Daytona 500 and the championship in 1 year, that'd be about as special as it gets. So that's the goal right now.
When you think about all the advertising you have, and, you know, you got the Pennzoil suit and you got a million little patches and a million little stickers, have you ever put on your jumpsuit and said, what's this patch? I don't know about this. I mean, can you keep track of everything?
No, I keep track. I keep track with it all on what's going on. Our partners, we value them a lot. And they give me a lot of information on what they do and some speaking points and make sure that, you know, obviously I'm a supporter of all of them and what we do with our race team. And a lot of them are, you know, they help us with technology stuff with Team Penske and what we want to do with our sport. So, you know, Shell and Pennzoil, they're really big on developing our oil that goes into our race cars each and every week.
And, Joey, when you think about the pit crew, I'm always just fascinated with these guys. They put themselves in harm's way so many times, and, you know, they're unsung heroes. We never really hear the name outside of maybe an occasional, you know, pit boss, and they'll sometimes get into fist fights with other crews as well. But I'm just thinking about, since you've been racing, the communication you have with your people, knowing when to pit, knowing how much you tread you have on your tires, it's just so much more sophisticated than a guy trying to give you hand signals, huh?
Way more than you think, for sure. There's a, you know, we have 300 and something employees at Team Penske, so there's a lot of people building our cars, and obviously that takes a great teamwork when you're trying to, you know, get everyone to work together and make sure our cars are consistent, and as a team we work together. And I think that's it's challenging for sure. You know, those guys definitely, they work their guts out. They're, you know, away from home just as much as I am. And you see plenty of times that you can put a great driver in a not so good car and it's not going to be successful. So you got to have both, you know, to be successful in the Sprint Cup Series with competition that's this stiff. So, you know, we try to get everything we can out of it, whether it's building our race cars or the strategy of our race and or our pit stops. You know, we're trying to change four tires in under 11 seconds now, and anything above that is acceptable. So it's just the level of competition just keeps picking up each and every year.
Just a couple more questions for Joey Logano. Looking at the Indianapolis 500 and Juan Pablo Montoya winning again, and I think about how this was a guy who was Rookie of the Year in Indy 500, then Rookie of the Year in NASCAR, and then going back to open-wheel racing. That doesn't seem to me to be something that's quite easy to do, to go from stock cars to Formula One. In your mind, is that almost an impossible thing, what he's been able to do?
Yeah, that's something that's, I think, so cool about Juan Pablo, is that he's been, you know, he's a world-class race car driver at this point. He's driven F1 cars, Indy cars, Sprint Cup cars. He's been through it all and won at every level. And I think that's something pretty cool. You know, I consider him a teammate. He drives for Team Penske in the Indy Car Series. And, you know, him just winning the Indy 500. Myself winning the Daytona 500. So Team Penske's having a good start of the year with a couple big wins.
All right. Hey, listen, Joey, I know you got to run. Thank you so much for your time. I want to remind everybody the new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline and the star-studded race, New York to Los Angeles, with stops in Chicago and Vegas as well. Joey Logano joining us live from New York City. Joey, stay safe, and we can't wait to have you on again, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Hey, that fuel came out today, so stop at your local Shell and fill it up and see how it works.
All right. We'll do that. Thanks, Joey.
All right. Thanks.